Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Another hour of us and Danny Bonaducci. Actually, on Saturdays, there's another hour, there's another show of us starting this weekend. Same time, 10 to 2. It's us on Saturdays. And to celebrate, you'll find us for two of those 4 hours live this Saturday with you. If you can make out to Universal Studios Hollywood, bring the kids and stuff because they're going to enjoy the debut of Grinchmas. Come up and say hi. We'll be there live broadcasting from noon to 2. That is day after tomorrow, this Saturday, Universal Studios Hollywood. So come on by and say hello. We'll be there.
What would you do if your phone rang? That was weird.
Ooh,
you pick it up.
Yeah.
And on the other end of the phone, it says, is Frosty Stillwell there? You say, yes, this is he. And this is Barack Obama. Would you believe it or not?
No, I think I...
Why would he be calling you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad example, but if you were, you know, in the House of Representatives and you just won your election and you get a call from Barack Obama, would you expect it to be him or would you be like, ah, shut up, click?
Well, in that case, yeah, if I'm a congressperson, then of course I'm going to, that's not unusual.
That's what happened to the congresswoman, apparently hung up on Barack Obama because she thought it was a crank call.
Oh.
Yes, Republican Representative Ileana Ross Leighton. She hung up. She says, I thought it was one of those radio stations in South Florida playing an incredible, elaborate, terrific prank on me. And I was not about to be pumped. Says that the call came in about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Obama congratulated her on her re-election, saying he was looking forward to working with her as the ranking Republican member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And the conversation lasted about a minute, and she cut Obama off, telling him she wasn't falling for the hoax.
She hangs up on him?
Whatever. She hung up. Well, then, right after that, Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, called the congresswoman and to tell her, this wasn't a joke, that was really Obama. Oh, yeah, right, this is Rahm Emanuel. Click, she hung up on him. It took a third guy, Representative Howard Berman, who is the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, to persuade this woman, no, that really was Barack Obama.
That's how embarrassing.
Funny. And he, you know, she finally got in touch with him again, and he didn't blame her for the mistake. He said there are stations in Chicago who do that all the time, too, so I don't blame you for being skeptical. All those crazy radio shows.
Sort of like when Al Pacino called our show.
Yeah.
And we didn't believe that it was him.
Thought it was fake.
And Al Sharpton.
And Al Sharpton.
Who is it?
We've hung up on Sharpton and Pacino both times. It was really, really
them.
And then,
them, yeah,
and
we find out later. They listen on the set. And
so if you're a huge celebrity that we would never believe would call this show, call up and we'll hang up on you right now.
Right.
888-520-9710.
Do you think there's a big celebrity listening right now? That would be so fantastic.
No.
Of course, there's a lot of really, really good celebrity entertainers in this city. How will we know if it's the real thing?
We could probably tell.
Still,
a couple questions.
Yeah, you can. I mean, even when the fake Arnold guy does his fake Arnold,
see,
it's
no
good.
One wants to call up because then you've said big celebrity, so it's like their ego. I'm not going to call up because they said big celebrity. It's me.
What Heidi means, celebrity of any kind, A through D list.
Any kind.
Yeah, celebrity. Somebody who you're listening right now, and people know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a truth serum. How about that? There is such a thing as truth serum?
I thought there was.
Sodium pentothal, right? I learned that from 24.
No, it's called alcohol.
Yeah, it's called tequila.
Exactly. I love you. I'm in love with you.
Well, I guess the Indian police investigators or interrogators, they're preparing to administer a truth serum on the sole Islamic militant captured during last week's terror attacks in Mumbai to settle once and for all the question of where is this guy from. I guess they're saying that he's from Pakistan. Pakistan's like, he's not from Pakistan. No, because they don't have that great a relationship.
Yeah.
So they're going to, police interrogators are going to settle this matter of his nationality through the use of narcoanalysis, a controversial technique banned in most democracies where the subject is injected with a truth serum.
How do you think that works? Or do you think it works?
Why would it be, I mean, seems a lot better than waterboarding.
I just got a great idea.
You got a truth serum?
But is it?
Find out what he knows. Stop torturing him.
Let's do a truth serum show.
Oh, God.
We do. They're called the drinking shows.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, really get injected and then...
Really get a truth serum show?
Why not?
But it's probably like 90% accurate, and it's that 10% of the time you're really, really, you know, misunderstood that makes you look bad.
You probably can't get this down at BevMo, Heidi.
Oh, dang it.
Is it safe? Truth serum.
Did they already do it, or they're planning to do it? Did it work?
They're planning to do it on this one guy to find out where he's from.
Now,
I don't think it's that bad of a thing.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, on a show like 24, the poor bastard's half dead and being tortured.
Is it painful, truth serum?
It looks like it is on that show. I don't know if that's legitimately what it does.
That's what it is. It's so painful you just start telling the truth. Oh, no, no, through the antidote. It's like acid in my vein.
Because I'm trying to picture, unless I'm unconscious, if I'm still awake and thinking, I'm just going to tell my brain, lie.
I don't think
give me the truth serum. I'm going to lie.
But you can't.
You're defensive. No,
I know. But if you tell your brain that, as they're sticking you, lie.
You think your mind is that powerful?
Yeah.
Well, over drugs, yes, I think.
No way.
I think I can think down truth serum.
Frosty, when you're drunk.
You can't think down drunk.
Yeah, you can't think down drunk when we're telling you, Frosty, hey. No. You're crossing the line with this girl.
You don't remember.
Okay, that's the difference, because I wasn't conscious then. See, that's my point. If I'm still conscious when you're
administering... You were awake?
No, I was asleep during that. I was still talking, but I was out of it. That's why... Had I been awake and conscious, I wouldn't have said what I said. That's my point. If you're still conscious and awake, can't you still just continue to lie? Satan calling in?
Hey, I just want to make sure you guys weren't going to hang up on me.
Wow,
hey, Satan. Biggest celebrity.
Just wanted to say, hey, Frank, you're doing a good job.
Hey, thank you, Father.
I thought maybe Santana and just a spelling error. That's funny.
Wow, well, that's huge.
That's Satan giving me a pat on the back for the job I'm doing for the world. Thank you, Satan.
Well, Sean Connery, hello.
Yes, this is Sean Connery.
Really?
Yes, it is. How are you today?
Fine, John.
That's the worst Sean Connery I've ever heard in my life.
Don, hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Don Harris here. I'm calling from the Cancer Ranch with my Deidre, and I love the show.
Oddly, that's the biggest audience Don Harris has ever had in the West Coast, right there. That's our big three. That's who we get.
Satan, Don Imus, and Sean Connery.
James, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, Frosty, I just want to tell you you're a big old thief and a liar.
Is that supposed to hurt my feelings?
And
it doesn't.
And is James Taylor?
No, as in give your brother his money, damn it.
Well, all the Jimmies to come up with.
Well,
you skip right over Carter and Gandolfini and the Baptist, and you go to
come
Taylor.
On. Would Jimmy Carter call our show? No.
April, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a nurse. I used to work in a GI clinic, and they use sodium pentothal, and people really cannot help themselves. If you give them this drug, they're totally alert, and they're able to answer questions, and then after the procedure's over, you give them another drug, and it makes them forget everything.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
So they don't know what they just told you?
Nope.
Are they like a zombie when they're under sodium pentothal?
No, they're totally lucid and they're talking to you.
What are the side effects besides the truth?
They talk about everything.
Well, what are the side effects besides the truth?
Nothing.
Well, okay, so why were you giving it to these people?
Because you want them relaxed and able to respond to you, because we're doing a procedure that they have to roll over, they have to say, does this hurt? You know,
if it hurts, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, so of course they're going to tell you the truth. But you know what? They say things like, oh, you're so handsome to the doctors. And, or also, you know, I've always thought you were just the nicest lady. Totally, things come right off their head.
April, the amount of sodium pentothal you give your patients, is it even less than what, say, an FBI interrogator would inject in a bad guy?
10 milligrams.
But see, I would, based on what you've said, it's all been compliments. Oh, you're so handsome. Oh, you're the nicest lady.
Well,
truth serum would be like, you know, that's not the shade of lipstick you should be wearing. And someone who doesn't even know you is telling you that.
Well, they also say, oh, you look like you've gained weight.
Wow.
But they don't remember it.
So they don't have the serum either. You're just really getting fat.
Do you know you have a booger hanging out of your nose?
That's a good friend.
Anyone ever
right
say,
there.
You know, I didn't come here for the qualities because I got a coupon in the mail?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you? Yeah. Thanks, April.
You're welcome.
Delete.
Rod in Seal Beach from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, gang. How are you today?
Hey, Rod.
I've actually done the sodium pentothal thing, and it's quite a pleasant experience.
Why'd you have to do it?
It was a number of years ago, and it was for a treatment for alcohol aversion.
What's that?
I'm a recovering alcoholic. and they put you under to get to the truth as to why you drink or why you have, you know, have.
So what did you tell them?
I don't know. You start off in this very tranquil feeling. It's a very euphoric feeling, and then you just forget.
So you have no recollection of even the beginning of the session of being aware that you're being asked questions?
For the first 15, 20 seconds, maybe. It's like when they give you, you know, an anesthesiologist tells you to count backwards from 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get to about 95 and you're done.
We should do that. Obviously, if they can have it at doctor's offices, can't they just bring some down and give us a sodium pentothal show?
Well, it's probably bad for the blood pressure. You got sodium in it. I'm watching my sodium.
No, you're not.
We'll get you the diet sodium pentothal.
Sodium pentothal light.
Yeah, the diet right. Pentothal. No sodium.
Caffeine free, sodium free, sodium pentothal. Rod, maybe you don't know because you probably had no reason to conceal anything. You were there to get help. But if you were there going in intending to conceal the information because you didn't want to look bad or go to prison, do you think you could have gotten away with it under the influence of truth serum?
I don't think so. I really don't. There's, like I said, during that, the part where you are aware, it's, you don't care. Yeah, whatever.
Well, if you were a serial killer and you killed 25 people in Arizona and never got caught, I think in the back of your brain there'd still be a brake pad that goes, no, don't say this.
Don't say too much.
Well, you probably have some type of auto-protective thing going on.
Yeah, I got an email here from Elton. Says this is Elton John listening online. Tell Frosty I want him to join me on stage in Las Vegas, but he has to leave right now.
Then ask him what his real middle name is.
Oh, I can't. It's email.
Well, email him back. What's your real middle name?
God damn it.
And I know his real.
Well, I do too.
His middle name.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is what I just wrote down and I'm showing you?
Let me write it
down. Wait, I didn't do that right.
Let me write it down.
I just showed you.
No, you didn't.
I said, is it what I'm showing you?
Says, it's Arthur.
No, it's Kenneth. Imposter Elton. It's Reginald Kenneth Dwight is his real name.
Let's get into that.
Beat you. Gotta be
careful. Damn it.
See?
I just figured, guess. I never emailed him.
Here I am in Vegas. Where's Elton? He said to join him.
I want to leave now.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Maybe Manuel Uribe is listening to the show.
Who's that?
We've talked about him several times. You know his name by now. Manuel Uribe.
Guy.
Yes, the heaviest man in the world. They call him the heaviest man, but he's technically the fattest guy. The heaviest man in the world, who was married last month to his longtime girlfriend. He hasn't been out of bed for 6 years, and he was taken to a ceremony on a flatbed truck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was like built like a canopy bed, so it was all wedding-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what do you get that guy for his wedding gift?
A massive fork and spoon.
I think he doesn't need that. Well, his friends got together and they built him something. And
a coffin? Giant coffin.
No, this is something he can use
to help
because now he's married and he's got a lady at home. He got to take care of her.
Heavy duty bed.
Well, they're close. They built him a sex ramp. Yes, Manuel's friends constructed a 3-foot ramp reinforced with concrete, allowing him to raise the lower half of his body, enabling his new bride, quote, to have greater access to his private parts.
I'm trying to picture, and the image I have is disgusting. I can't understand how it works.
If you've seen this guy, he is
enormous.
He takes up an entire mattress,
right?
Body everywhere.
He's as wide as the bed, and he hangs over the side to the floor. He's just a big blob.
Yeah, he looks like Mexican soft serve ice cream.
Right. So how's a ramp going to help?
With great teeth.
With a great smile, really, he does. I don't know how the ramp works, but Manuel says, we have finally had sex, and we are a true couple in the eyes of God. We feel like we are in heaven here on earth.
I get how it works.
Maybe
now.
Maybe you do, Manuel. I doubt if she was all into that.
No, that's true. I get
you
how
got
it works.
You got a sled. You're opening the presents. It's a sex ramp, honey.
Yay.
Oh, my God. What?
It lifts his...
I wanted a fondue sandwich.
It will. It's got cheese, anyway. He lifts his...
There's plenty of cheese.
Melt up, it. And his belly that is covering his wiener, now that his end is lifted up, his stomach goes more towards his head, so that all lifts up.
It
so now it exposes his
ramp.
Wiener, and then she can kind of take charge.
Is she under the ramp?
No, she's on top of him. after the ramp raises him. Now his belly's hanging. So
and
gravity.
His abdomen as well.
Oh, so now he's lifted.
It's kind of like the Liberator for
now
chicks.
Now he's lifted like this.
Yeah. You've seen that, the Liberator,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay, okay.
No, what's that?
Like those cushion wedges that they're in the back of magazines usually where it's like for sexual positions.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like instead of sticking a pillow under a butt, you can get this.
An arched foam piece
of. Yeah, foamy cheese wedge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
like,
it's like that, but reinforced with concrete, so they can lift him up in the air so his gut rolls towards his head.
Towards here, so this
oh,
gets
God.
To the bottom.
And he has sex, you think he'd die of a heart attack after all this extra strain on his body.
I doubt he's really doing a lot. I mean, if you're just laying there, you're not really.
But they never had sex before they got married.
Oh.
Like you said, we finally had sex.
You think she really wanted to? She probably that's counted on she'd never have to.
That's what I'm thinking. She was counting on that and then saw the sex ramp in the gifts. I'm like, oh, my God.
Your friends got us what? Great.
Unbelievable.
But I'm sure it's a hassle to get, you know, out. It's not like spontaneous sex. It's like, you want to? Well, hang on. There's probably dollies and cranes, and I got to bring it in. You know what I mean?
Oh, it takes a crew to hook it up. You can't right. do it. You're the fat guy who can't move. You're just laying there.
You got to call your friends.
Your sex crew.
I think we're going to do it tonight. Can you guys come over and set the ramp up? Ooh, man, we're busy. I'll try. I get off about 6.
Oh, my God.
Who's that singer, Tom Jones?
Yeah.
Sex ramp. I got you. Is that a sex bomb? Get your sex ramp. You should cut that version of the song.
Hello, Gary.
This is Gary Busey. I want to say a few things to Frosty.
Yeah.
Hey, Frosty, how is it that the fattest man in the world is having sex and you aren't? Huh? I mean, tell me something, man. You need to get yourself some dirty magazines and a bottle of whiskey, and you need to get out there and get off the scene again, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm flattered by the attention there.
Me
but
too.
You don't hear a lot of people impersonating Gary Busey anymore, or Teddy
That's
Roosevelt.
That's how you know it's him.
Sort of,
well, there's no impersonation, okay? I've been Gary Busey since 1944.
Yeah, but yeah.
I bet it is Gary Busey.
I believe
We've
it, too.
Gary, and that's not Gary.
I think it is Gary.
We've never met Gary Busey.
I've met Gary twice,
you
actually.
You have?
I have?
Yes,
yeah.
An appearance
how could I forget Gary Busey?
You have.
In Malibu.
Yeah.
And Dr. Hugh told me to tell you one more thing, Frosty.
What?
He said, get in the fat roll of yourself is where your self-esteem is, so you need to reach in there and dig hard, buddy.
Now, Gary's not this funny. It's not Gary.
I remember Gary Busey looked at me when we were at Santa Monica Pier, and, you know, I'd met him, and we were there for a radio station event, and I'm standing around and just talking to people, and he goes, hey, Blondie. I said,
where'd you get them teeth?
Yeah, he goes, is there a place you can go run and get me a chili dog around here anywhere?
Yes, I remember.
Geez, I don't really know. I'm not really doing chili dog runs, but I'll ask. Oh, okay, yeah.
Where was this?
This is Santa Monica Pier, like Pacific Park.
I didn't know that he came to you. He came to me later.
He asked you the same thing?
No, he had a box of chili dogs. There were like 12 chili dogs. You want a chili dog? He's like eating one. You want to get 11 more? You ask everyone, you want a chili dog?
Before he had found them, he asked me if I knew where I'd get them.
Was this our CD release party?
It was
different
at
radio
his,
station
his,
years ago.
Yeah,
it was your unveiling of your makeup. New body after your liposuction
for the E Fashion Emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Busey showed up.
He was there. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But he was there.
I think he might have.
I vaguely remember him now. Yeah,
he might have been friends with that Brenda. Whatever her name was.
And then I met him in Malibu later at a bar. He didn't remember the chili dog day, but...
Of course he didn't.
Didn't surprise me.
He was something else, though.
Hello. Real quick as we go to break. Dr. Ruth, is that you?
Yes, Ruthie. How are you? This is Dr. Ruth. I am calling. I have a challenge. I was listening to my local radio station.
Uh-huh.
And I am calling to... I am wondering why you do not partake in any sexual activities. You have a beautiful lesbian there. We have another male who's obviously had plenty of sex in his life, and I just don't understand how you have any information about the sexual act itself.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, what's next? Morton Downey Jr.?
Hey.
Bill Donahue, maybe?
Who'd you expect to be listening to our show besides Gary Busey and Dr. Ruth Satan and Sean Connery?
We're Frosty, Ivy, and Frank. 97.1 FM Talk. With Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, want to jump in? Here's the number, 888-520-9710. Steve, what's going on in Santa Ana?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So Steve.
Hey, Frosty, I just want to bring something to your attention, man. How does it feel knowing that the heaviest man in the world is now having regular sex, but you aren't?
I know. Well, I know. But you know what? I don't want that woman.
What?
That big fat guy who's down to a svelte 700 now, used to be 1,200 pounds. The sort of woman who's with a guy like that has issues of her own.
So you only want a woman who's shallow and vain and only wants it to be with a guy who has a great body.
That's the other extreme. But I don't want some woman who's got some sort of Florence Nightingale, let me nurse you back to health syndrome.
And that's where he is in his life right now. He doesn't want a woman who could possibly be interested in him because he doesn't like himself.
That's sick. You need help.
That's what he said to Marion. You obviously have a problem.
That you'd be
you're older, nobody wants you, but he was basically saying you have a problem because you like me.
Well,
wow, that's awful.
In a more extreme example, the lady who this big fat Mexican guy has, his wife, what's wrong? There is something, she got a screw loose. Most women, no, all women should not want to be with that guy.
Why?
But she is.
Why?
So it's all about physical. What about his personality? He's got a great smile, dimples.
For years, you've gone with the argument of, like, why is sex that important in a relationship? What, you got a couple minutes here or there, then the rest of the day, another 24 hours, you have to talk. So why is it all physical? Now you're saying it's nothing but physical? Don't do it.
Don't you either, then. I'm waiting on you.
But physical?
All our eyes are, like, darting back forth. Who's going to say the obvious punchline? Here's my point. He's getting better now. Now he can have sex. Now he's down
there. He needs a sex ramp.
I know. But at least he can have it now. He's lost, what, 500 pounds? When he was over 1,000 pounds, all he could do was lay there and gurgle in layers of fat.
I'm sure they talked.
What personality? He couldn't
he's been
move.
In bed for 6 years.
He couldn't get out of bed. Now, he couldn't leave the room. He couldn't get out of bed. You know he stunk. He could barely breathe, let alone have a conversation, yet she was with him.
Yeah.
Why? Because she's got that sort of, I don't know, super, super low self-esteem where I need to feel needed by someone. Oh, here's an invalid. Here's an invalid. Oh, I can bring him food and wipe his butt crack.
Yeah.
This is the, if that's
what
the sort
need.
Of woman
that's
he,
a keeper.
I don't want a woman like that.
That's what you need.
She's as screwed up as I am. Maybe more.
I need
sure.
a woman who's going to be able to put up with all your stupidness.
I don't think it started out as a date.
Smelliness.
It was probably family friends. She got to know him, went to talk, and
but
started talking on a
likeable.
Daily basis.
How did they even go on a date? What did she do?
She probably went to his house and
well, I know,
started
but
walking.
How would he meet her in the first place?
Well, it's maybe a family friend or something.
Who's going to hook her up with that guy.
Maybe just a family friend that she knows the whole family and
so,
she knows
what's
him.
What's he look like? He's really nice. Oh, is he fat?
Great teeth.
Well, maybe a little.
You can love his bed.
He really did. He's a little fat. But he's got a great face, great smile.
You know there are those people you don't even see the fat. I watched that show, Ruby.
Not this guy.
I watched the show, Ruby, and everything that Frank said about her, because he was friends with her a long time ago.
I consider her still a friend of mine, even though I haven't talked to her.
It's absolutely true. I would love to meet her. There is a sunshine that comes from her soul that I wish I had a quarter of.
Yes, and I've met
I would
her
totally
too,
bang Ruby.
Yeah, she is just so loving and fun and you don't even, after you're watching the show, the show's about her losing weight, but honestly, if it's not about that, it's just going on about her daily, you don't even see it because she radiates sunshine.
Yeah, she's a great, fun person to be around. I met her at one of Frank's parties years ago, and I guess she was much heavier even before then. But the thing is, Heidi, she can walk around and do stuff. You can take Ruby down and do something. Fat Mexican guy is stuck in a room upstairs in a bed, and all he can do is lay there on his back.
Yeah.
He can't even turn
Give
over.
Give me a baby. Get a sex ramp in place.
And without much weight pressing on the lungs, I'm guessing he can't talk very well either. He doesn't have the lung power.
No, Ruby, he can't. He's very well spoken.
Well, now, because he's lost some weight.
Well, you don't know what he was like back then, so you're just guessing what fat people talk like.
What'd you do today? Laid here.
Well, see, here's the thing
you have a talk show.
What does fat guy talk about? What'd you do today?
You have a talk show.
Yeah.
You can't talk to people outside this radio show.
I do stuff.
How much has changed in your life in 9 years?
But I come in and tell you stories of what happened at the gas station on the way here.
And they're fascinating,
by the
way.
Those we don't care about.
Yeah.
At least I have stories. At least I've
done.
You
believe it. My car was on E. I had to get gas.
I had to gas up. But then I pulled in, and I thought, I've had the car for how long, and I still think the door's on the right, but it's on the driver's side. And I just whip around, and then I whip around, and I go, oh, there's a guy that took my space. Why can't they pull all the way up? Why are you taking
the
first?
The issue is not the quality of the stories. The fact I have stories.
The issue is that I assume that she didn't think she would have to have sex with him if they didn't have sex before, because
You
couldn't crawl under that to find his genitals.
Yeah.
The weight alone. They couldn't get in a position to have sex.
I bet
his buddies built him a sex ramp for their wedding gift. And I'm thinking she's surprised as hell and disgusted, but they're Mexican. And I guess no marriage in Mexican eyes is legal until you consummate it. So she knew
that
she was
going
to have to go do it once.
She
still said yes.
She probably did little...
What?
No. How would you even get in there?
I could get in there.
On that guy?
Yeah.
You couldn't.
Yes, I could.
It's way in there. It's under 500 pounds of hanging. It's how many feed sacks is that? You get a bag of 40-pound dog food, pile about 15 of those up, and put a penis under it. Good luck getting to the penis.
Yeah, you reach in, I got it. No, pull out the chicken leg. I got it. That's a pickle. I got it. That's a hot dog.
Well,
in fact, I'm guessing that when he laid there in his bed, unless he had a catheter in, he probably just let it go wherever.
He probably had a bottle, I guess.
But how can you?
A bottle?
Like a bottle, like a bed bottle. What guy's peeing when
they can't reach down there?
My arms are only so long. If I get 1,200 pounds, my length of my arms is not going.
You're all of a sudden like a velociraptor.
Yeah, I won't be able to touch my feet. I won't be able to grab my pee bottle.
I guess you're
right. Go over to the side. I'll bet it just sort of.
I'm happy for him. Yeah. I think he deserves love, and you're just jealous, Frosty.
I think she has serious issues. And you know what? If he continues to lose weight, and I hope for his sake he does, if he gets down to 300 pounds, we can actually go out in the world and be a guy and do stuff. She's probably going to leave him because she's not needed anymore. She's the caretaker. Well, you don't need me. Oh, my God.
I'll
he can actually leave
need
the room.
You. I'll always need you.
What can I mean to you? Nothing. She'll find some other invalid, some other basket case. I don't want.
You hate yourself
you
that
are
much.
So this is all jealous.
Your own self-hatred just being spewed upon Manuel.
Have you ever spewed on Manuel? Manuel.
Sounds very Christmassy.
Oh, speaking of Christmas, I wonder if they're going to have babies, these Manuel and his new bride. They're going to actually try to have a baby someday. Dad's jumpy.
So, yeah, we all, the birthday parties are writing themselves.
Let all your friends over. Take off their shoes before they jump on Daddy. Planned Parenthood in Indiana is offering gift cards. In $25 increments. This is just going on in Indiana. I think Illinois is going to start, too. The vouchers, available online at 35 clinics statewide, can be used for health services and contraceptives and abortions.
Ooh. Oh, my. Sakes. A gift card for an abortion?
Well, it doesn't say that on the card. It just says Planned Parenthood,
$25.
But you can use it for anything in Planned Parenthood. This move has enraged various anti-abortion organizations, the Indiana Right to Life and the Indiana Family Institute. They're saying this is a continuation of Planned Parenthood's annual attacks on the Christian community at Christmas time. Their annual attacks?
I don't know.
I said, what they do in the past? Went out caroling to Christian churches, singing the hits like Silent Nights because I got an abortion?
Oh.
Away in a trash can?
Oh, my God.
Instead of White Christmas, Red Lumpy Christmas?
Whoa.
I'm just wondering, what did they do last year to piss off the Christians?
Oh, help.
Hello, Edna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Puffins. It's Dame Edna Everidge here.
Edna Everidge?
Dame Edna.
Oh, Dame
Edna. Dame Edna, Australian megastar to the stars of the world, Possum.
Dame Edna. We're on the A-list now, aren't we?
Oh, you know me. I'm part of Fags Alley, darling.
Darling.
You know what, Possums? I'm going to set up Dame Edna's army. It'll be Dame Edna's navy, and I'll be surrounded by seamen.
Feel like I'm on an episode of Monty Python.
Well, kind of, but not Australian Possum. You don't look that crazy there, darling.
And now for
really
something
are.
Completely different.
Well, thank you, Dame Edna, for calling us.
We did ask.
People are still calling us.
Steve, listening online in Chicago. You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, I know how she met that big fat guy.
Yeah.
She was dating his best friend, who was like 400 pounds. He had a massive heart attack, and she started dating him.
Is that true, sir?
Yeah, I think that is true.
He
rings a bell.
He's the ultimate chubby chaser.
So the fat guy had a not-so-quite-fat friend?
Yeah.
He had a skinnier friend that was only 400?
And he had a massive heart attack.
Huh.
She got herself the ultimate guy.
We all have our type. I mean, maybe she likes a fuller-figured gentleman.
Okay, see now...
Fuller-figured?
What's up? Hey, look, guys, there are guys who like big gals. There's a guy out there who looks at Ruby and goes, don't lose a pound. You are hot, sexy, you make my world, you rock my world. There are guys who, and typically they're skinny, spindly little guys. I don't necessarily get it, but we all have a type, and some guys like that.
Yeah, if Ruby lost weight, I don't know if she'd be as fun.
But you're saying her weight to her personality.
Well, I think her personality combined with the weight makes her great.
Right.
But if she lost the weight...
Because she's a really pretty girl if you look at her
yeah,
face.
Yeah, she'd just be... I don't know if she'd be as fun or she'd be annoying.
Mm.
I don't understand that at all, Frank. Unless you think she's overcompensating for her repulsive fatness by being overly funny. And that might go away if she's no longer repulsively fat.
You should try that.
Oh. Wait, being overly funny?
Or what? Repulsively fat.
Oh.
Which?
To get over his repulsive fatness by being overly funny. That's a good idea.
Nah and nah.
Try it.
What am I, your
little... The audience will appreciate it.
What am I, your little marionette clown?
Yes, come on, fall into a coffee table. We'll all laugh, I promise.
I snip your strings and laugh
no,
at your
Rudy
grave.
No, Rudy doesn't fall into a coffee table. No. She's just funny with her words. She should try that.
She's Southern. And because she's roly-poly
she
fat and Southern...
She always makes up words. She's like, oh, y'all, I was humilified. Like, it's humiliated and mortified. She's hilarious.
Humilified. By the way, for those who haven't seen that show, what network is that again?
It's one Style Network.
Style Network, Ruby, something rather.
It's just called Ruby.
Ruby, okay.
I'm really surprised she hasn't called.
Well, because you haven't called her for years, she probably thinks you're not a friend anymore.
Well, I'm sure
she needs
somebody...
a show promoted. I'm sure she knows I'm still doing radio.
I'm sure
but you
somebody is, you know, with that show listens to our show. She's welcome anytime.
But see, from her standpoint, Frank, she thought you were her friend. She was at your house many times. You had fun. Now suddenly you stopped calling her for several years. She probably thinks you don't like her. You do, but how's she supposed to know you're still a friend if her phone didn't ring
with
you on the other end of it?
She may not want to come on until she, because that would blow the... how the show's going. I mean, if she walks
that's
in
true.
Here and she's all thin, I mean, it's going to... I don't think... They probably want to keep her hidden until the show's ending. Otherwise, it's like, wow, I'm watching them halfway through the show and look how skinny you are.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Could be that Frank never called her for several years.
Or that. I was just trying to help.
Mel, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Well, hi, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, I'm Mel.
Mel Tillis.
Mel Tillis.
Boy, we really are A-list, huh?
Well, I love Mel Tillis.
I just figured since you were taking crappy impersonations, I think...
Holy cow.
I'd like to thank Frosty in particular for endorsing yesterday the Mel Tillis self-defense program.
Great. What's next, Charo?
Mel Tillis self-defense. I'm going to give you a prize,
just
Mel.
Oh,
God
no.
Damn it.
I didn't do it. He hung up.
You hung up on
I
him.
I didn't touch the phone. How dare you question
did
my...
Did he hang up? You can see his fingers.
I know. I was too busy with my head
I'm
back laughing at Mel Tillis.
He did his funny, funny segment and went away.
That was funny. Frosty's Mel Tillis defense.
Coochie, coochie, coo.
Hey, I'm a cop.
Self-defense program.
Yeah, it's funny. Hi, Double A.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Double A.
Frank's Army, Heidi, you're hot.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, do you think Frosty would get a ramp like that fat guy, and would he need the jaws of life to have his first sex counterpart?
That's funny, Double A.
No.
Can I have that prize, Frank?
Oh, why not?
Thanks. And Frank, and Frosty.
Yes, Double A.
My wife loves it when you say, beggars.
When you say what?
Beggars.
Double A, how's it feel to know that everyone says your name when they see a mouse or a roach?
That feels good, Frosty.
God damn.
Frank, you do that.
All right, I'm going to give you a $100 FYE gift card for your entertainment, music, movies, and games, and more. Visit FYE.com to find a store near you.
Wow.
Well, this finally happened. No, commercials have finally happened. You'll find out what didn't almost happen. Well, you actually won't find out what didn't happen because it's not going to happen now. So now all of those commercials are what's happening.
I'm confused.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, three of us will be looking to meet you day after tomorrow. You sort of popped up and we're happy to show up Saturday at noon at Universal Studios Hollywood. It's for the debut of Grinchmas. Bring the kids. They can meet the Grinch. They're going to have real snow there the kids can play in. Some California kids don't see a whole lot of snow. We'll see you Saturday noon. We're going to do a couple hours of the show there live as well. That's from noon to 2. And starting Saturday, day after tomorrow, starting this weekend and now till the end of time, yes, till kingdom come, we're on 6 days a week. You can hear us on Saturdays now. Again, that's live Saturday at noon, Universal Studios, Hollywood. What about an hour or so ago, one of you silly gooses asked all the famous, famous celebrities listening to call in. So let's see who we have listening to the show. Line one, Chewbacca.
Wow.
Chewbacca's listening.
That's good to know.
I should give Chewbacca a prize. You hung up on Chewbacca?
Well, he wasn't saying much.
Tough to get his address to send the prize. Where do you live?
What to the street? Millennium Falcon.
Oscar, hello.
Hi, this is Oscar De La Hoya, and I listen to you guys every day when I work out in the ring. And you guys are so funny, I don't have to do crunches because I'm laughing all the time.
Oh, Oscar.
Except for when Heidi speaks, of course. But I'm going to do it for you guys and the Raiders and go East L.A.
Well, Oscar, good luck in your big fight this weekend with Manny Pacquiao. How are you looking at that coming out?
Well, I've been training hard. I know he's training hard, too, but I'm going to do it for everybody, all the FHF fans, and East L.A., of course.
Hey, Oscar, did you really wear those fishnet pantyhose in that hotel room in Vegas?
Of course, baby. What do you think?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see over here on line 6, Melania. Hello, Melania.
Hello, this is Melania Trump, and I just wanted to say, Heidi, Daddy's coming home, Daddy.
Daddy's coming home.
Melania's coming home.
Wow.
What's that prize, Frank?
I'm going to give you a KY brand entry personal lubricant, his and hers pack.
Ooh, I'm about to use it already.
Enhance your love play with the full line of KY brand personal lubricants.
Well, I haven't heard the accent fall away so fast since Kevin Costner in that Robin Hood movie. Line 5 says, Count. Hello, Count.
Good afternoon, Chris.
What's up?
Having a lap and procedure done. Uh-huh. I'm not a farm. I drove there my Toyota.
Now you'll be on the scooter.
Yes, and I'm having my credit reduced. I want to say to Heidi, I love you. I would love to drink with you, but I don't drink wine.
Maybe a drink of my blood.
Oh, God. What else we have?
This happened.
I don't know.
Merry Christmas,
ridiculous.
Line 1. Hi, Hitler.
Das Liebenstein, das Führer is in the building, and I want to say, Frosty, you're going to somewhere you do not want to go.
That's Nazi Hitler.
To a gym?
Yes, it is. Liebenstein and Frank, you try to say that you are not of unpure blood, but you are unpure.
What is seriously Frank, give me the
idea, Peter.
It's a little late for that.
Governor Arnold checking in. Hello, Governor.
Hello, my name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm here to pump you up, you flabby girly man. Frosty, why don't you live more than a donut?
Hello, Bullwinkle.
Hey, what's going on, you three? Hey, I've been watching you. I've been listening to your show for some time. I've been wanting to die to see this. Hey, what's going on, Frank Kirby? Also, too, hey, Heidi, I would really put the licking to you. Also, too, I just want to say thank you for putting me on, and I've been dying to see this. Hey, Frosty!
Yes.
Watch me pull a rug out of my ass.
Oh, my God.
The moment I'm watching him pull ratings out of the trash. Thank you. Hank Hill. Hello, Hank.
Damn it, what the hell are you doing, boy?
Okay, that was edited, but it was funny.
But that's great.
All right.
Best one so far, I think.
Yeah. Nicholas Cage. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Frosty, hi, and Frank. Just love your show. You guys
Thank you.
Are great.
Thank
I just
you.
I just wanted to say I'm having a cocktail on the set of my new movie. And I'm just sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying the last flow, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Can't wait till National Treasure 4.
Oh, God, it's terrific.
Gene Simmons.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Gene.
Hey, Gene.
This is Gene Simmons from KISS. How are you?
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene. Just speak for yourself. I'm sorry, Frank.
Yeah.
I have to put a cease and desist on your use of the phrase Frank Army, because you do realize that KISS invented that. KISS invented everything. Everybody knows that.
I know. I'm sorry. I will stop immediately.
Now, what I could do is I could make you a partner of course, I would take most of the profits, as of course Kiss would, because we're the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Kiss invented everything.
Right. Gene, not to insult your genius, but there's so little time, but thanks for calling.
Oh, we have other people on the line.
Let's see what famous person's over here. Albert? Albert G. Isn't it Edgar G. Robinson? Not
yeah.
Albert.
But what the hell? Go ahead. Maybe his name's Albert.
Edgar G. Robinson?
All right, you mugs, listen up. I'm only going to say this once. Say yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be Cagney? He's doing Cagney, isn't he?
No, Edward G. Robinson.
All right, say what about Sonny? That's Edward G. Robinson? Whatever.
Oh, James Cagney's a wimp.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, say.
Minnie Pearl. What, are you, what a surprise.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
How you been, Minnie?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I've been feeding the hogs. I'm getting ready to prepare for Christmas shopping and get that turkey.
Thanks, Minnie Pearl. What an honor.
Call us anytime, Fair.
A-list celebrities listen to the show continues. Hello, Buffalo Bill.
Hello, I was looking at you online. Frosty, are you the great big fair person?
I'm sure that's exactly what he sounded
go
like.
Go to line 8. I'm curious.
Line 8? Oh, God. Go ahead, line 8. You know who you are. It's you, Donald Duck. It's your fault, Heidi. Go to Donald Duck.
How do you say F you? Take that, Steve. Donald Duck just told you to F off and you didn't censor it. And now it's too late.
Imagine the mess that's on that microphone in Steve's studio.
That wasn't Steve
right.
doing Donald Duck. That's just Steve eating.
Clearing
that's what
his throat.
He sounds like when he's eating his couscous.
It's an FCC loophole, little known. It's okay when a duck swears.
We're coming up in a little bit at 2 o'clock. It's our sloppy fifth hour with Danny Bonaducci. Sloppy fifths.
And apologies next. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Steve Bonder here, board operator and so-called trigger-happy sensor for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I just got some news from my doctor that should make the triplets very happy. I've been diagnosed with a rare case of sensor finger-itis, and the pain is excruciating. Oh. The good news is I'm now only allowed to press the dump button a few times each day. The bad news? It was an important finger, and my girlfriend is very pissed. For that, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will now apologize.
Apologize to the Backstreet Boys, the boss, Jack Silver, CNN's Campbell Brown, and Ryan Seacrest.
Hanson, Billy Ray Cyrus, and John Mayer.
Lil Wayne, Anne Murray, Victoria's Secret, and Alicia Cuthbert.
Billy Joel, House Squatters, Morton Downey Jr., and Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
People with ailing mothers, my family, and I do have one. And Janet Napolitano.
Clay Aiken, the Ottawa Senators, Satan, Sean Connery, and Barack Obama.
Phil Donahue, Gary Busey, Mel Tillis, and Kevin Costner.
The Japanese, Al Pacino, Charo, and Donald Duck.
India, Planned Parenthood, Minnie Pearl, and Danny Bonaducci. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1. Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.